This is Charleston's retirement coach, Brandon Bowen.
And I'm Heather Branch here with Brandon to talk about the things you can be working on now in effort to better prepare for your financial future and the goals you have for your retirement years. BowenWealth.com is where you can start your own conversation with Brandon and his team. We also have links posted in our show notes, so you can just click there or, again, find us and visit us anytime at BowenWealth.com. All right, so this next story, I imagine when you were first reading this before we got on the radio today and hearing this audio we have from Miss Emmy Jackson, you had to, for you having two young daughters that are starting to get to the age where they're, you know, the jobs and the reality checks.
You knew it. Yes.
The reality checks that the youth of America, that we've all been through mm-hmm. when we start getting our paychecks and we start really being able to process how money works.
I said, this is Ava. We got to talk about this.
Okay, good. So let's talk about it then. Another real life reaction caught on TikTok. God bless the youth and their social media posts. This young woman named Emmy Jackson, she just got her initial paycheck from her first full-time job, and here is how it went.
Welcome to the first unboxing of my very first big girl paycheck, and I've never had a big girl job before. I've always worked at like a pool where I make below minimum wage. Taxes? That's just like $200 out of it. $250 out of it. You know, now I know why they threw all that tea in the river.
Uh-huh. Now you know, little Emmy.
Taxes.
Those colonists, they were mad. And the tea went in up there in Boston.
Oh, I love it.
The thing is about reality is that it continues to bite even in retirement, because there are mm-hmm. a lot of tax surprises that happen to people despite all of the information and realizations that you've gotten in your working years, the realizations that are going into your retirement years. Mm-hmm. This kind of reaction, how does it compare to someone you meet potentially for the first time and they are having realizations about the taxes that, yes, are going to happen to their Social Security, but also the flip side of it, how you can help them out through the planning and work that you do to help reduce their tax bills?
Yeah, I mean, so it's similar to that reaction. They're not surprised at the taxes, but when I start showing them, like, hey, with just these slight changes and adjustments, how much they can keep, right? It's almost like we've gotten used to getting, you know, paying.
Slapped around.
Yes, just we're paying. I guess we can't do anything about it. Yep. You know, they're going to get up. Yeah. But like, even, you know, as the advice, because here's the problem, is your CPA that you work with, they're looking in the rear view mirror all the time.
Yep.
Okay. You take them your taxes here for 2023, right? You take them your stuff and they're going, okay. And you're just waiting to find out the damage. They're just looking at, okay, here, you got this income, this, boom. Okay. You owe whatever. So it's all reactive, right? Mm-hmm. It's all looking backwards in the rear view mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got like 100 other households that they're trying to get to, you know, this next week or two, right? So they're trying to go so fast, they don't have time to sit there and proactively meet with you and say, okay, well, so now for this year, for 24, mm-hmm. let's do these things differently. Okay. You don't get any of that. Mm-hmm. That's where I come in. Okay. I have the time. I have the ability to look forward, you know, and say, okay, bring in your tax returns. Let's look, see, you know, what the damage was. Let's see how it all finished last year.
Right.
You know, and what are some changes that we might could potentially make here in 24 to reduce your taxes? Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, how does that sound?
That sounds good to me.
Everybody wants more income in retirement, wants to enjoy, but you might have it there. You're just giving it to Uncle Sam. Right.
Well,
you might be able to keep more of your money. If you've ever thought like, man, it'd be nice to have a nice little pension, an extra pension,
yeah,
you know, an extra little income stream. Well, you might have it, but not know it. Okay.
Yeah.
So let me do a little education here, a little free. I'm going to put my professor's coat on.
Okay.
But Heather, don't laugh. You are the student. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you some questions.
Oh, this makes me nervous. Okay. All right. I'm going to fail, but okay.
Okay. So there are three types of tax status. Okay. Your money, it falls in one of three things. And so that would be qualified money.
Okay.
Like your 401ks, yep. IRAs, tax deferred.
That means it's when you say qualified, that it is qualified to be taxed.
Yes. Okay. Yes. You got then non-qualified.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that would be like a brokerage account, an individual, a joint, a trust. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now you still have taxes, but they're just long-term capital gains.
Okay.
short term, you know, kind of thing. So just your gains. Okay. So non-qualified is bucket number two.
Okay.
And bucket number three, I really love, and that is tax free.
Okay. Okay.
So qualified, non-qualified, and tax free. My first question for you, Heather, is which account treats your gains or the growth the best?
The growth, that's like a Roth, right? When you invest,
that's
your non-taxable.
So your tax-free,
That's tax-free,
Tax-free is a Roth IRA, okay? And so that is the type of account where we want to get the most growth from.
Got it. The growth isn't taxed.
That's right. It's all yours.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's hidden behind the curtain. The government can't see it ever again. They can't tax it ever again. So let's grow it. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So you got your Roth there. Second question, which account should we draw from first in retirement in most cases?
Okay. Don't ask me about withdrawal, because this is one of the most confusing parts about retirement planning. And I don't know what the answer is, because I know that's a huge part about the work that you do is understanding where it's best to withdraw money from first.
Yes. And so in a lot of cases, we like to start with the tax deferred money.
Okay. Okay.
Because we want to get a nice steady income stream. We want to start reducing that account. Because you know, you've got RMDs later on, potential tax increases later on that could be hitting. So if we just don't touch it and it gets bigger and bigger and you got this big tax bomb.
You want to protect, you want to keep growing the money that's non-taxable.
That's
right. And just go ahead and just start taking the tax burdens on now. Okay.
Yes. Right. Yes. So start pulling some of that, utilizing all the standard deduction, all the, you know, tax cheat codes that are available, right?
Yeah.
So last question, should we have the same risk level in all of these accounts?
No.
Ah, you knew, you were so confident there.
That I know. That there should never be, you want everything to be working in balance with each other. Nothing like all on the same page and tier.
Yes.
Because
we just talked about, like, okay, if you've got a Roth IRA that is never taxed again, well, you know, let's go.
Right.
Let's keep the pedal down over there.
Yeah.
If we've got an IRA that we need for income right now, like immediate or near term withdrawals, well, that needs to have some guardrails on there. You know, we need to have some defensive positioning because we need it now. Right. We don't have time to wait if it crashes for 3-4 years before it comes back.
Mm-hmm,
right.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm currently meeting with a super nice couple from downtown.
Yeah.
He's a doctor and still working for one more year. And she manages their 6 investment properties.
Good grief. Woo. That's a lot of work. Okay.
It was sweet. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they have $3 million saved.
Wow.
Okay. So they have
That's
done
awesome.
A tremendous job. Right. So we've had one meeting, and in this one meeting, I showed them, I see some alarming problems, believe it or not. You've done a lot of really good things, but here are some problems that I see right away.
Okay.
And so I listed them out. So what they are is I said, okay, do you guys have a trust in place and an LLC? And they're like, no, why do we need that? I was like, you have 6 properties. The amount of risk, the exposure that you have for litigation, lawsuits, things like that. And, you know, it's like you need to get some protection in place here, right? Some LLCs, a trust in place. He said, well, and, you know, he told me they're wanting to sell a couple of the houses next year. And I was like, okay, what's your strategy for those capital gains? He's like, I got nothing. We were just going to pay the tax.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
They were also not pursuing growth in the correct accounts. I looked at their Roth account and it had all these bonds, all this money market. And I'm like, why are you being defensive in a Roth IRA where the gains are all yours?
Mm-hmm.
Right. You see where we're getting at? You got to manage these accounts in a much better, more tax efficient way. And then the last thing was there was just no income plan in place.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So they were just going to pick at their money. He even said, I feel like we're just picking at our money. Luckily, he makes great income right now. The income from the rental properties, things like that. But he was just like, I don't know where we pull it from, you know, which houses we need to. So, you know, just they've done a lot of good work up till now, but they really needed someone to come alongside and really give them that plan that they can count on.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're getting everything laid out for them. I'll have to report back how this finishes up.
Yeah.
But you know, you listening, you might can relate to several aspects of that couple right there. And I would say the first one that's probably the most universal is, do you know where your income is going to come from? How confident are you that it's going to last the rest of your life? Okay. Or would you say, yeah, right now we're just kind of picking. We're picking at this money and we're at each other's throat. We're arguing on if that was a needless expenditure or not.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You're not on the same page. You see that balance going down a little bit. And when the markets, you know, have a sell off, luckily, you know, they're rallying and different, you know, but your heart sinks when you see these losses from the market. Right. Cause you're thinking, I'm going to run out of money.
Yep.
Right. So your investments, are they being managed tax efficiently? Right. Your advisor might be triggering a bunch of short-term gains, right? Short-term capital gains. And those are taxed at your ordinary income rates of maybe like 22 or 24%, where they should be doing, you know, waiting for long-term capital gains. How's 15% tax sound?
A lot better,
right? So just with the slightest different management of those holdings, we could trigger long-term capital gains instead of short-term, right? Do you need a trust or an LLC, maybe for asset or litigation protection, right? So all of these things, please view me as a second opinion. Someone, it's a safe area where I'm going to take a look at what you're doing and offer my honest opinion, right? I'll point out what you're doing great, you know, what is okay, but I can live with, you know, and where do you really need to focus, whether it's with me or not with me, but you really got to fix this, right? I'll point out all of those things for you. And this is what we call my legacy plan review, because it truly is, it's your legacy, you know, this money, it's the things you get to do with your spouse while you're both still alive. And, you know, loving on your kids and your grandkids and the trips and things. Mm-hmm. And how do you pass this money, all this hard work, how do you pass it on and keep the government out of as much as we can, right? This is your legacy. This is your, so don't get lazy here at the very end. I want you to retire with confidence and know that that legacy plan is in place.
Yeah.
So if this sounds like you and you know that you want to get, it's past time to get this legacy plan in place, head on over to bowenwealth.com and click on the contact tab so we can begin that conversation with you right now.
Thanks for listening to Charleston's Retirement Coach Podcast with Brandon Bowen. To learn more, visit bowenwealth.com and join Brandon for his radio show, Charleston's Retirement Coach, Saturdays at 11 a.m. on 94.3 WSC and again at 1 p.m. on 1250 WTMA.
Financial professionals are not licensed in all 50 states. To find out if J. Brandon Bowen is licensed in your state, please call 843-203-2030. J. Brandon Bowen is an investment advisor representative of Bowen Wealth, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. J. Brandon Bowen is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through Bowen Wealth, LLC, insurance licensed in South Carolina. Market Guard is a registered investment advisor with the SEC and provides model portfolios only to Impact Partnership Wealth. Market Guard makes no implied warranties or representations and is not liable for any data presented.